This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawal to present government's next fiscal year's policies and programs in joint meeting of federal parliament upcoming Friday. House of Representatives meeting passes bill designed to amend some Nepal acts and bill to amend and integrate customs related laws. Lawmakers urge government and agitating teachers to seek solutions through dialogue and consensus. And Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal Party wins parliamentary elections in Canada. Canada's allies and world leaders welcome election results, reaffirming commitment to democratic values and global order. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawal is set to present government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year in the joint meeting of both houses of the federal parliament at 3 p.m. on Friday, the 2nd of May. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Speaker Devaraj Khemire informed about it by reading the letter received from the office of the President in this regard. As per the constitutional provision, the President would present government's policies and programs for next fiscal year in the joint meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament. The Bill of House of Representatives Rather, the House of Representatives meeting has passed two bills today. The meeting passed the bill designed to amend some Nepal Acts 2081. The House unanimously passed the bill presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia. Earlier, responding to queries raised by lawmakers, Minister Chaurasia said a process has been forwarded to amend 89 laws and scrap two acts with an objective of correcting some technical errors and unintentional gaps in some acts. Likewise, the meeting also passed the bill to amend and integrate customs-related laws 2081 with majority. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pawal presented the proposal seeking endorsement to the bill, which would help promote good governance and promote transparency in customs administration. Responding to queries raised by various lawmakers, Finance Minister Pawal shared that the bill was brought with amendment after sufficient discussion in the Finance Committee. The House of Representatives will meet next at 3 p.m. on the 2nd of May. Lawmakers have stressed that the government should be sensitive towards the demands of agitating teachers, urging to seek solution through dialogue and consensus. During 0 hour of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, most of the lawmakers asked the government to address genuine demands of agitating teachers. On the occasion, Bhagwati Chaudhary stressed that solution to the teachers' agitation should be found out soon. Blaming the government for not paying its serious attention to address the demands of agitating teachers, Bhanu Bhakta Joshi shared the government should take initiative to create an environment for agitating teachers to return to school. Similarly, Meena Tamang and Maina Karki stressed the need of solving the problems of teachers through dialogue on time, while Yogendra Mandal pointed out the need of bringing School Education Act soon. Sushila Thing urged the government to be sensitive towards teachers' agitation. She criticized the incident taken on the 27th of April, where police charged batons and used cannons on agitating teachers, pointing out the need to amendment to Education Act. Thakur Gaire urged to find out an outlet through dialogue, as problem would not be resolved by inviting clash between security personnel and teachers. Committee for Monitoring and Evaluating the Implementation of the State's Directive Principles, Policies and Obligation has advised the government to bring policies and programs that promote environmental friendly infrastructure development and sustainable tourism. During a meeting held today, the committee stressed the need for incorporating environmental considerations into infrastructure projects and tourism operations. It presented formal submissions to the government outlining recommendations for the upcoming fiscal year. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against 9 persons, including Chief Administrative Officer on charge of corruption on construction of an agricultural road at Thankol Rural Municipality in Sarlahi. CIAA registered the case at Special Court accusing Chief Administrative Officer Krishna Mohan Prasad Shah, Engineer Upendra Prasad Shah, Assistant Mohammad Rafiq, Sub-Engineer Shashinjan Kumar Singh of claiming recovery of 779,000 rupees from them. According to Rajendra Kumar Powdal, spokesperson at CIAA, also accused of involvement in the corruption were accountant at the local level and chairman, secretary and treasurer of a consumer committee. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has claimed that the proactive engagement of various departments of the Nepali Congress has added energy to the party. Deuba said this at a program organized by the Nepali Congress Poor and Disadvantaged Uplift Coordination Department at the party's central office in Sanipa today to hand over a report with policy and program recommendation for identifying, uplifting and promoting disadvantaged groups. President Deuba said the proactive engagement of the departments has made the party dynamic, strong and effective. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. World leaders have congratulated Mark Carney after he declared victory in Canada's federal election, promising to fight against US President Donald Trump's trade war and threats of annexation. In a victory speech, Carney cast the result as an opportunity to stand up for Canada and warned that US President Donald Trump, who has talked about making the country the 51st US state, is trying to break them so America can own them. According to Al Jazeera, official results show Carney's Liberal Party winning or leading in 168 electoral districts, short of the 172 seats needed to govern without the backing of a smaller party. Conservative Party leader Perry Poilievre has conceded defeat. Poilievre's party had 144 electoral districts, but he failed to secure his seat. Meanwhile, Canada's allies in Europe and elsewhere have been quick to herald the result and highlight their joint commitment to democratic values and the rules-based international order. Electricity supply has been restored in most of Spain and Portugal after a huge blackout left millions of households in the dark. According to Al Jazeera, more than 99% of power networks in Spain were restored by Tuesday morning and most had stabilized in Portugal, according to the respective power operators, following Monday's outage that stranded people in buildings, elevators and public transport and cut access to phones and the internet. Authorities in the Iberian Peninsula have yet to explain what caused the sweeping power cut. Spain's electricity grid operator Red Eléctrica said it was able to supply virtually all of the country's electricity demand on Tuesday morning. Portugal's REN said by late Monday it had all of the country's 89 power substations back up and running. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi and Gandaki provinces, along with at one or two places of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Powell to present government's next fiscal year's policies and programs in joint meeting of federal parliament upcoming Friday. House of Representatives meeting passes bill designed to amend some Nepal acts and bill to amend and integrate customs related laws. Lawmakers urge government and agitating teachers to seek solutions through dialogue and consensus. And Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal Party wins parliamentary elections in Canada. Canada's allies and world leaders welcome election results, reaffirming commitment to democratic values and global order. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.